Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser from Bloomberg Radio.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. So one of the areas that we've talked a lot that was impacted by COVID-19 is one that we deemed essential during the health pandemic. We're talking about the global agricultural industry. A major player in that industry is Mahindra, the global conglomerate based in India. Joining us to talk about the ag industry specifically and tractors is Viren Popli, President and CEO at Mahindra Agriculture North America, joining us on the phone from Houston. Viren, so nice to have you here with us. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Carol. It's a pleasure being here. And it's great weather down here. So, yes, it's always good.
Well, tell me a little bit. I want to get into your business, but tell me a little bit about Houston right now. And in terms of dealing with the pandemic, the impact that you're seeing, how's it going?
Yeah, we are seeing a pretty large number of cases. And so everyone's, you know, it's pretty much like the rest of the country. Everyone's kind of wearing masks and kind of isolating themselves and living further and further out from everyone, each other. And so at some level, somehow it seems to be working well for the tractor business.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, first of all, if you could, take me back to the spring. What was going on for you and your team at the company? And I'm curious then, kind of take us forward, how things have evolved. But what was it like back in the spring?
Well, back in the spring, I think in March when this thing started, I think it, like everyone else, we were completely panicked. And, you know, we really pulled back, you know, went down the road of shutting down the plants and manufacturing, and the supply chain kind of froze. We had our own versions of layoffs and furloughs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we tried to focus on then. But what we found was the retail industry suddenly took off somewhere towards the end of April. And I guess as people were spending more and more time in their farms and back in their homes, they were wanting to do more home improvement, moving out. So we saw the tractor industry started to pick up pretty quickly. And so we had to figure a way to come back. And, you know, we started the same thing, which is temperature checks, you know, split shift, slowly bringing people back, putting in all the plastic barriers and separating, redesigning the production line and production flow through. So ever since that happened, it's just been, momentum's been gaining. And so far, the industry's, you know, just the year to date, I think industry's up 23%.
That's pretty remarkable. Well, talk to me a little bit, Viren, about the demographics of who was buying. Because my understanding, my producer, Paul Brennan, was filling me in a little bit earlier, that I think 7% of your sales were customers that actually never had owned a tractor before.
Actually, that's 70% of the people who buy tractors.
70? Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, we left out a zero. That's tremendous. I mean, first of all, what kind of tractor are they buying?
So basically, we generally operate in the, you know, the small tractor, the mid and compact tractors that are between 20 to 110 horsepower. And those are largely driven by, you know, rural lifestyle, small farms, and the second tractor or third tractor in a big farm. So they're not the really big row cropping tractors. They're smaller in size and they operate more in the large homeowners and rural lifestylers.
A bit of a surprise for you to see that market come alive?
Yeah, it was. You know, I think pretty much the whole industry has been caught by surprise. We've seen, you know, industry inventory at the dealerships are down significantly, obviously, because of the huge demand and, you know, the supply chain being challenged and, you know, our ability to ramp up globally and get parts in has been a bit of a challenge. But now we are back on track and, you know, being able to supply back in.
Well,
but it was a big surprise.
No, forgive me. I cut you off. 40 seconds and then we'll take a break and then we'll talk some more. But the supply chain, was it problematic a little bit in the beginning?
Oh, yes, it was. I think, you know, with shipping shut down, ports shut down, factories all over the world also going through their own world. You know, the pandemic is global, so it's not just one country that's impacted, right? So everything was shut down. So we had a tough time getting parts made, getting them moved, bringing them in. Then, you know, the whole challenges of the local market, of getting the workers in, getting them, you know, protecting them, keeping them safe.
Yeah.
And then even our dealers, you know, many of our dealers had to transition to this new environment. So helping them on the journey of digital marketing, helping them on the journey of safe delivery, cleaning equipment. So there was it was a pretty interesting and a lot of work to be done in the last 6-8 months that we've had to go through.
Viren, one thing I want to ask you. So Charlie Pellett, our news broadcaster, bringing that headline, U.S. COVID-19 deaths top 250,000. That is according to Johns Hopkins. These are really troubling numbers. When you see these numbers, you know, and we're starting to see cities and certainly states continuing to do rollbacks and shutting down parts of their economy, what do you think about and how might that impact your business? I mean, you guys have seen kind of a benefit as more people have been home. Do you anticipate then in an odd way, like we've seen with a lot of businesses, whether it was Netflix or some others or Zoom or Peloton, that you will continue to benefit as a result?
Well, you know, it is a really sad situation and, you know, every life loss is tough to deal with. See, the point is that the Fed has announced, I think, a benign interest rate regime over the next 12 to 18 months. So, you know, money availability is there, and I'm hoping that, you know, there will be one more stimulus announced fairly soon. Mm-hmm. And when these two come in, and if this trend continues, I guess, you know, people are going to be stuck at home, and, you know, they need things to do. And, yeah, I do think that the tractor industry will continue to do well, and, you know, people will want to improve their homes or... You know, we're also seeing a trend of people, you know, with this work from home, the concept of distance has vanished, right?
Mm-hmm.
So more people can work from home. And so they're moving out of the cities into, you know, buying larger plots or moving further out into bigger, into a semi-rural and semi-urban areas. So we think that the tractor industry should continue to see some momentum continue and over the next 12 months at least.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes. 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Well, that's what I was curious about, the visibility that you have at this point, Viren. You know, you do have to, you're running a company, you've got to make decisions, you've got to decide where you allocate capital. Are you comfortable to spend money at this time, or do you feel like you've got to be a little bit more conservative?
Well, we have to be more conservative. We're being very careful about, you know, how much and where to place and what to do. But at the same time, we've got, you know, I think at least for the next, you know, the season does slow down through the winter months, so we have some time to make big decisions. But come March, I guess, come Feb, I think we'll have to have placed our bets and start moving forward.
Well, and it's interesting, too, I think about leadership at this time. Talk to me about, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with CEO about having to think about your employees, keeping them safe, having to think about your consumers. How do you continue to engage with them where they're also being stressed or having to engage in a different way? You talked about your dealers, right, having to engage on a digital in a digital way.
Yeah, that's. It's been interesting. It's been a pretty challenging time, and I think every day is a new day. You know, there's days when you could, you know, when you look for consistency and continuity, they look like, we sound almost like good old days now. So you're basically moving from challenge to challenge fairly quickly. I think the primary effort always is to keep people safe.
Right.
I think that's the first effort. The second effort is to make sure that, you know, you're able to keep the wheels turning and business profitable and moving forward. I don't think it's any more about fighting a big fire. It's fighting a series of small fires every day and putting them out like Smokey the Bear, right? Almost. But the challenge is, we've been trying things. We've been working with dealers, like I said, for customers. You know, we've given in payment holidays. We've tried to extend, more beneficial financial terms to them to help them. Some of them have come back. A lot of them have come back to our finance company to, you know, redo their loans or, you know, extend them. And so we've been working with some of that as well. Because at the end, see, I think the important thing to keep in mind is that we're not here for the short term, right? You're here for the next 20 years. So, in a sense, this too shall pass, and, you know, we'll have to work our way through this and look beyond this crisis into better times.
Based on what you said, I thought that was kind of interesting, and we've talked about this. I had a commercial real estate guest on yesterday and talked about how he's a lawyer but works within the commercial real estate space and renegotiating and working out deals between landlords and tenants, because landlords ultimately, especially in kind of New York City, you don't necessarily want to lose your client, your restaurant or retail client. You'd rather figure out a way to keep it going. It's beneficial to the landlord as well as beneficial, obviously, to the tenant. How many of your customers have been coming to you to say, listen, you know, we can do this, but we just need easier terms? Has it been a large percentage?
Well, it's been a reasonable percentage. I would say about 10-15% of our customers did come back, and we've done something, and our finance company is working with them on a case-to-case basis. Basis there, you know, past ability to pay, future ability to pay, and, you know, what's the kind of bridging that they're looking for.
Right.
But I guess it's time we have to be flexible and, you know, try and see what we can do best together. Because, yes, you're right, at the end of the day, we have to, you know, have to work together. There's no magic pill that's coming out. Hopefully the vaccine, but till then, it just does.
I know, right? We just got to figure out a way through. Just got a couple of minutes left here. Are you able at this point to kind of look beyond a world where we are weighed down by COVID-19? And if so, I am curious for our audience. I think we think tractors, we think of big farms and farming, and you've really kind of, I think, opened our eyes to that there are people who are, you know, doing something at home and need some kind of tractor. What are the kind of the interesting, larger, broader trends that are happening in your industry that you'll be able to really kind of focus on more once we get on the other side of COVID-19?
So kind of generally speaking, also in the U.S., you know, people who spent their life making their careers in cities, after a point in time, want to go out of the city because, you know, the city life is kind of makes you anonymous. It's, you know, you're self-checking out at machines in supermarkets, and you know, you're in a neighborhood where nobody knows you, and then you want to go to a place where the barber knows how to cut your hair, or the coffee shop knows how to make your coffee, and you know everyone on the street. So a lot of people, generally speaking, as they come close to retirement, tend to move out of the city into, you know, semi-urban and rural America and buy large properties. And so you do need tractors at that point. We are also seeing, you know, a lot of people already had second homes in the country, and now they're spending more time in those second homes than they were spending in the past because of the pandemic. And the next thing we're seeing is interesting is a younger audience, thanks to technology and, you know, those who are working in the digital space, you know, being able to work from home. And so they're also moving out and, you know, taking their kids out as well into these smaller communities. So I see a broad trend that's starting to happen, and I think this trend is only going to accelerate. I think, you know, the amount of change we've made in the last 6 months on work from home and Zoom or, you know, Duo or Teams or whatever, I think it's changed the way we live, right?
Yeah, it's
and those are all, it's, know, that's all going to add up.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. Viren, thank you so much. Really enjoyed this. Viren Popli, President and CEO at Mahindra Agriculture North America, joining us on the phone from Houston.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.